The only way to save this place is to build awareness in every single person who comes that all of these things are here, and to open their eyes and open their minds to those things so that they can enjoy them and at the same time protect them.
This is sacred ground. For thousands of years, visitors have been drawn to Hueco Tanks, a delicate oasis in the Chihuahuan Desert. Their stories are revealed in the rocks. But in recent years, these stories have begun to fade. New visitors are leaving their marks, and a piece of history is slipping away.
When I first came here, I saw faces crying, tears coming down their eyes, because it needed help.
The problem with Hueco Tanks, in my opinion, is that it had become so ingrained in people's mind that it was a place to go have recreational access, a place to picnic and barbecue and climb.
And meanwhile, below the surface of all of that was thousands of years of cultural history, important archaeology that isn't found anywhere else in the world.
The site was being heavily impacted in a lot of different ways, from just the sheer number of people, heavy foot traffic, and impact on the trails and vegetation, which then leads to erosion, which then leads to the exposure of archaeology.
People would go up into the rocks and have picnics and just leave beer cans, soda cans, trash. There was some just actually vandalism when people would spray paint or chip their name into the rock just right on top of art pieces.
In 1997, Parks and Wildlife assembled a team of employees from different divisions to tackle the problem head on. The result? An ambitious public use plan which strikes a balance between access and resource protection. The new plan limits the total number of visitors, makes much of the access by guided tour only, and requires everyone to go through an orientation.
What we have changed is the way in which it is open and the way in which we want people to use the site.
We particularly want to reach out to people that didn't think that they were going to have a historical or a natural experience and kind of make their experience more round.
Most of the players involved have applauded the changes. Even rock climbers, who were highly critical of the plan at first, are starting to come around as they learn more about the park's history.
This is the beginning of the park healing.
The vegetation is all coming back. You don't see as much erosion and also as much garbage and trash as you used to.
This is probably the lowest rate of incidence of graffiti that we've ever had and vandalism.
I noticed there's a lot more wildlife out this year than I've seen in the years past.
The success of these efforts are dependent on the efforts of a lot of people. The GIS lab provided the base map. The survey team was able to provide information on the archaeological deposits. Infrastructure contributed to the efforts to develop a trail system. The media people have helped communicate the information to the public. And probably most importantly, the park staff have really been out there on the front line educating the public.
When people are aware, when their eyes are open, and when they've been told about the significance of this place, then each person can consciously make that choice that they need to make, to do the things that they need to protect this place from the challenges it's faced in the past.
Oh, I go, my, oh, boy, good, oh, oh, dumb boy.